I'm just on the side of like I never find it a good point or it's a good time to go and start your teammate.
Yeah, when you're mid game.
Yeah, exactly. When you're in between rounds and stuff, like say you're playing control or search, I think giving suggestions is cool. You know, like that's fine. You know, be like, dude, try to hit like with me, or you know, like being sneaky with it. Because I think the moment you start going up and like, dude, you gotta wake up, bro. Like, man, you're trapped. And then they're just gonna play like, it's like you're not accomplishing anything doing that.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 159 of the COD Casuals. We're your hosts, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just came back from school vacation, so today's the first day back. I was telling you this morning, I was like, dude, I'm excited to be back. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And that got shut down real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it goes. I like being back because it gets me back in the routine. You know, just like having something to do every day. And I don't know. I just feel like I kind of lose track of the job. It's weird. Like I go in there and then I'm just like, am I ready to do this? You know? And then once I get through the first class, I'm like, okay, now we're back in it. But nah, just a tough day. But it is what it is. I can't complain, you know? But yeah, I've been chilling. You know, I've been playing a little bit of Call of Duty last night, which was good. I know I'm not doing as well as you, though. You were just sharing about it last night.
Yeah.
Having a damn good time.
Yeah. I was, you and our buddy, you guys were like in a Discord playing and you guys logged off. And I was solo queuing and ranked. And then I played with a couple of like friends from college that don't really like play COD. They're very, very casual. And it was probably the most fun I've had in COD in a long time. Because I stayed up. It was 11 o'clock. I usually sign off around 11, 1130, and I played till 1.
Yeah.
A lot of pubs, some ranked against people that don't play COD, and it was fantastic.
I was just going to say, I was like, Justin, explain why this was so fun, too. Obviously with your friends, of course. Yeah, but then the big thing, too, with like the games that you were playing.
Oh, yeah. The skill-based matchmaking, like it was obviously them because it was their party. I was farming fools. It was amazing. I was averaging like 53 kills a game.
Yeah, that's gross.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying too, I was telling you before we started that one of my coworkers is like, oh man, I want to be playing COD again because I had mentioned the SBMM to him. And he was like, that was the reason I stopped. And then I was like, well, they have this new thing, you know, you might like it. I was like, you'll always play against people that are at your level. And then he goes, man, that's fantastic. Like, I love that they would do something like that. And I'm just sitting inside like, hey, fucking bullshit. I'm like, dude, if you only knew. Like, it's good. Yeah, it's good for you. But I'm like, bro, us who we need a break every once in a while is not that good. I'm like, I'm like, the days of us logging onto COD and having, like, super easy games all the time, it's few and far between.
Yeah, it needs to be a mix. Those people don't realize they don't need to go through war every time when you're playing at high ranks. They just get to hop on. I was telling you, I was playing TDM with them, and you know everyone on the other team is pretty even. Like they're 8-13, maybe the highest person is like 14-9 or something like that.
Right.
But all the kills are spread evenly, and then I roll into there. Like, I'm going to gas myself up. I dropped over 50 in a TDM against these guys. And everyone else, I mean, they just didn't have that many kills to get. But again, that's what it used to be. You would load in, and then you would get, like, the top, like, 2-3 people. They are just cooking randomly. And then, you know, then you'll get the games where everyone's pretty even. Everyone's at your skill level or, like, worse than you, whatever. But that's how you learn to play COD. That's how you get better at COD.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, like I was saying, the fact that we're never going to go through those lobbies again is kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Those days.
Start new accounts.
Right, which do
but
my account.
But then it would last like 5 games.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because even if we're starting on like a fresh account, immediately when we actually start trying, it's just going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'd have to consistently be bad. But no, I think there needs to be a good balance of it because, again, I like the fact that you know, we do get some challenging games. Of course, it's going to make you better. But anybody watching, like, you know how it is. Like, you go and you play those games, and then it's just constant. It's constantly having to, like, sweat in a public match, which, for me, that's the whole point of ranked. Like, if you're going to be playing ranked, that's where you want to be trying. And, like, yeah, you get a little bit better from it, but what real benefit are you getting from that? Whereas, like, I think if you're a lower-level player, it is good to have that balance. Like, yeah, of course, you may be playing people at your level, but get a couple of games that push you, you know? I think that it should be like that across the board.
Yeah, you need a little bit of a beat down every now and then. Like, it happens. 7. Yeah, exactly. So my night was, it was good. It was a lot of fun playing with them, and they're just hilarious.
Yeah.
They're just like, how do you know they're spawning there? Like, the questions, like, where did you get that skin? Boston Breach.
Yeah.
They're like, that skin's so sick. That's like the MLG skin.
Yeah. And I'm like, hell yeah. That's
crazy. It's just so funny that MLG is such a iconic brand and people are still talking about this, but they don't know what the CDL is. They see those Call of Duty skins and they're like, that's MLG. Yeah. When MLG is long gone for the people that don't know.
Well, dude, I think MLG's logo was so sick too. Like having the controller worked in with that, like it was awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
but
I don't know why they became so, I don't know why though, why it was so popular MLG or like compared to the CDL, you know, maybe it's just the time. I don't really know.
Yeah. I think it was the time. I mean, like back in the day, everyone that played Call of Duty in its like major era on Xbox 360, PlayStation, all of that, like everyone knew of like FaZe Clan Optic, the MLG, you know, Major League Gaming. So many people knew about it.
Yeah.
But now, you know, COD's, I mean, it's an old, old game.
No.
It's an old brand. Everyone's like CDL. Like they don't see, Call of Duty has always been one of the smallest esports in the world. And it still is.
Oh yeah, dude, it's insane. Like I was watching last night because I mean obviously we had the CDL matches, so I was watching those, and then there was some Valorant that was going on. But dude, there was a Rainbow Six event that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see any of this?
Yeah, it was the championship. Their $3 million tournament in Brazil, dude. I think.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I tuned into, I think it was Jinxie. I turned because he's like, he's so popular. I guess he just like, when I go into Twitch, he just shows up there. And I saw he had 200,000 people watching him. I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
He's the biggest streamer right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, that's unfathomable, side note, to think that there'd be 200,000 people that are on their laptops or phones right now watching you.
Yeah.
But he was watching that, the Rainbow Six games. Dude, they're in a like Gillette Stadium. They're in like a huge stadium.
Oh, yeah,
huge, of people watching them just freaking out. The crowd was insane.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to believe that that was an esport. You know, it was the Siege Championships.
Yeah, yeah.
And to like compare that to Call of Duty, I'm like, bro, this isn't it's not even the same thing.
Yeah, it's night and day. I think those developers just work with their, you know, the pro players. I mean, Rainbow Six was designed for a professional, you know, game, where COD obviously wasn't, but clearly we know that there isn't that much support for competitive COD. And also too, I think that I don't know much about the Valorant scene or Rainbow Six or like those big esports. I know their community's toxic as fuck, but they are more grown up and act like adults compared to Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And we're calling it like we are in the Call of Duty community and we're saying that. So like you and I are very rare. I would say we support like all the teams, you know, like we support the players, like we're here for the like competitive scene to grow. Whereas I feel like most people are just kind of out for themselves and the kids. And yes, I'm calling you guys kids, fucking 20-year-olds, 23-year-olds, because you act like fucking children.
Yeah.
You're like calling it out like stupid shit like any other fan. That's why the NFL, NBA, like all that, you get those stupid ass like fans. Like you are them in the COD scene, just so those people know.
But the problem is though, in like big sports, there's so many fans that they're just like the small percentage of people that act like that. And then COD is so small in general that there's like the same amount of people there just makes up a huge percentage of it. Mm-hmm. You start to realize that a lot of the people who play and watch Call of Duty act like that. And I think part of it too, would it's probably because like if you're a basketball player, right, and you're gonna be talking shit to some of those guys, like you just know that that guy has no ability to even come close to matching against like a professional player, right? Mm-hmm. But I think in Call of Duty, people get this like weird thought that because they play the same game and like maybe play in some competitive version of it, that they are in the same sphere as those guys, you know? Mm. So they feel like they have more of a right to talk shit on some of them, you know?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think that. They're like, oh, I play ranked. Like, bro, I'm Crimson One. Like, that guy's an idiot. Like, what a stupid play that he made. I'm like, brother, you are so far out.
Yeah, there's not enough, like, positive, like, just being positive in general in COD. A lot of people, their egos are just so high.
Oh, yeah. And
COD, like, people outside of the COD community laugh at us because we're just childish. And they're like, COD is one of the easiest esports, you know, according to them.
Right.
Whereas, like, I would completely disagree with that. Every esport's completely different. They require a different, like, skill set for each game.
Right.
But it's, you know, I'm not going to argue that the fan base is fucking toxic as fuck.
Right.
Like, when we go to these events are amazing. These events are awesome. But there is, back in my head, I'm like, are you the fucker in front of me that's been calling me dog shit and ranked? But right. You're cool in person.
Right.
But are you not?
Like, yeah, online? that's a lot of people in like just the online world too, like especially with the esports and like COD. I mean, these guys, they talk so much shit, and then when it's actually face to face, I'm like, dude, you would never say this shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, that's always the best thing or something that I think of when someone's trash talking me, like, you know, for no reason. I'm like, dude, you just would never say this to me in real life. You know, I'm like, so you think you're some tough guy who's going to say it to me online? Like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, because you and I never talk shit against people, you know?
Yeah. It's a waste of time, especially when you're playing ranked, when you're trying to win. Like, I was just telling you about it. The worst thing you can do is like, well, there are people when you're playing ranked, they don't call out. If you're solo queuing, you're, you know, going in with 2-3. It is what it is. Like, you have to understand that. And maybe, you know, like, I do it too at times, but someone could be doing something else, you know? Like, I would much rather someone being silent than someone with a mic and a baby or like bag of chips in the background, like crinkling the
whole thing. Or their music.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's besides the point. But yeah, if I was telling you, I made a play and my teammate was like, oh, let's fucking go. Like, fucking awesome. That hypes up your teammates, and then we went up 2-0 in control. Then we got reverse sweeped, and the guy switched up so fast. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you so fucking bad? I'm like, dude, that doesn't help your teammates. It also doesn't help when I'm a plat 2 and you're a diamond 3 saying that to me, but you're at the bottom of the leaderboard. So, like, don't just... There's a time and place to shit talk your teammates, and the time and place is when they're all muted and they can't hear you,
right?
Or you just don't do it at all, because it gets into the person's head, like, regardless.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. I'm just on the side of like, I never find it a good point or it's a good time to go and start shitting on your teammate, you know?
Yeah, when you're mid game.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you're in between rounds and stuff, like say you're playing control or search, like I think giving suggestions is cool. You know, like, that's fine. You know, be like, dude, try to hit this shit, like, with me. Or, you know, like, kind of just, like, being sneaky with it. Because I think the moment you start going up and, like, dude, you got to fucking wake up, bro. Like, man, you're trash. Like, that gets in pretty much everybody's head. And then they're just going to play like shit. It's like, you're not accomplishing anything doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you got to, if you're going to get upset and stuff, like, fine. But do it, you have to do it in between rounds.
Right.
It's like, we should be hitting this, blah, blah, blah. Like, just say what you want in between rounds. But if you're saying it mid game, it's impacting everyone, like, not just you. So,
yeah,
don't shit talk and rank for your teammates, even if they are bad, dude. You're solo queuing. If you're solo queuing, you gotta just You just got to expect that. It is what it is, you know? Like,
right.
I solo queue a lot. And sometimes I'll like win a couple in a row. Sometimes I'm even. But the ones that I'm winning are normally like no one's calling out. And I'm calling out by myself. And I'm like, yo, my teammates are awesome.
Right.
They're the fucking best. And then one guy clutched like 1v3. I'm like, dude, you're disgusting. Just run.
Right.
And then, you know, we win the game and all of a sudden they come off mute. They're like, let's fucking go. GG's.
Yeah.
Like, first off, where was that? I need that during the whole game. Off, but
where's the fucking mic, bro?
At the end of the day, we won. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you felt that we could win without him. It's like, shit. All right.
Yeah. Yeah,
like what if we lost the first round here? I'm like, dude, are you gonna hop on the mic and be like, all right, we need to start calming shit?
Yeah,
or you just have the mindset like, you know, I'm just gonna leave it, and I won't calm unless I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think that's a big thing too for me. Like whenever I play solo, even when I play with people, and I don't hear comms, that's like that checks me the most. Like it's just I don't know. I feel like that's something that a lot of people. Like need to work on, or especially when they just say like, you know, there's one guy in the back, like he's over there. I'm like, bro, over where, dog?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, we got to be a little bit more specific with like our call outs here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that shit ain't doing anything for anybody.
Yeah,
you know
the some of the call outs that like I'll get. It's, I mean, you're just better off not even talking.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe those guys like they're good players, but man, their comms are terrible.
Well, no, that's I don't even want to bother. Like, dude, I solo queue and sometimes like I just don't even like chat.
Yeah.
Like it's what like you just go in. And then, you know, if I feel like I need to, because I swear to God, like just one person talking and hyping everyone up. It's very rare in COD someone's doing that.
Oh, yeah.
So when you start doing that, they're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like this guy, he knows what's up. He's being just he's a cool dude.
Yeah. No, 100%.
I'll start playing better. And then, yeah, maybe. I don't know, we lose and I know like we lost because of them or whatever. I'm like, all right, we're good guys. We just, you know, that was a close game, you know, whatever. We can win the next round, whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of coming in and just saying, bro, why are you so bad at this game? Like you shouldn't be playing this. That doesn't do anything. If anything, if someone said that to me, which they have, depending like how worked up I am, I'm just going to team kill you and toss a whole game. And that's not fair to the other two teammates, but fuck it. Like, you're going to be a dick. Like, we're just going to lose.
You got to learn.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
We'll just lose.
Yeah, like, acting like that isn't going to do anything for anybody.
In game again, and in real life.
You know, no, exactly. I'm like, dude, I don't know. Maybe I'm weird, but I always think that. I'm like, dude, the way that people talk on games and the way they act on games, some of that has to translate into real life.
100%.
It does. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way you're the nicest person, like, you know, in person. And then when you hop on to Call of Duty, you're literally a fucking terror. Like, you're just, you know, antisocial. You're just, like, dogging on everybody. You're so mean. I'm like, dude, there's no way you have a switch like that, that you can just immediately turn into that guy.
Yeah. You know? No, these, those people that are like that in-game, it translates to out of game.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you're some like fucking sociopath if you're like that. You're able to just immediately switch how you are. I'm like, dude, you got bigger problems than the game just, right now, bro.
You're just fake.
Yeah.
If you're like that.
But no, I totally agree with that sentiment though. Like, I hate when I have teammates who just like bring me down all the time.
Yeah.
Or again, like, you know, you could just hear it in their voice. You know, so you're always over here. I'm like,
it's clear those people have never well, either they're just not a nice person in general, like outside of video games, and fucking people hate them and they just make excuses for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Or they've never done anything like team related, because dog, like you don't, if you're playing in a band and someone's like off tune, you're not in the middle of the show. Be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, fucking fix it.
Right.
You wait till afterwards
when
you're done, and then you correct them.
I'd be like, bro.
And same with the in-game in sports. Dude, I'm not playing like basketball or whatever, and I'm yelling at my teammate, what the fuck are you doing? Like, move over there.
Right.
Literally telling the opponent what we're trying to do.
Right.
Like, you play the game.
Yeah, it's more, you play to win. No, it's moronic. You know? Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely, I think that is in part due to some people just being young and they've never experienced that shit before.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know? Definitely.
If it, yeah. And if you're someone who's like late 20s, 30s, and you're talking shit to me and acting like this, I mean, God help you. Cause you know, your life must be fucked then. But if you're like 15, 16, I'm like, dude, you're an idiot. But you're that age. Like, of course,
you're middle school, high school. I'm not going to argue with you, but yeah, no, dude, if you're in college
and you're acting like that,
grow the fuck up, man. I'm like, you're saying like all this stupid shit. Like,
you take this shit too seriously, you know, you're just like, I don't know, say like take it too seriously. You just go about this like the whole wrong way.
Oh yeah. No, completely.
It's not even about being serious. It's like, we're taking this seriously. We want to win and everything, but fuck you. We're not going to win the way you're acting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
like there's no point in acting like that. So yeah, those, don't shit talk your teammates like mid game. That's like the moral of the story, because it just doesn't end well. If you're going to shit talk, you wait till after the game is over, or you just do it in silence.
Or like, I see those people, they do the mid S&D shit talking, you know, in between the rounds and stuff. I always found that kind of funny though. Like some people would do that just because it cuts out immediately, you know, like the round based stuff. You just start saying shit to them. You get like some whole dialogue built up over the rounds.
Oh yeah. And then, like, sometimes it works on people where it gets into their head and they fry. And then there are other times where, like, they are not fry. They're getting shit on.
Yeah, it gets into their head in a bad way. They're just like, dude, I need to kill that guy.
Yeah.
And they get gunned by him again. The guy's like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. The best players in ranked are always the ones where, like, you hear them calling out, like, hard. And then, like, you win, you lose, whatever. And they're like, yo, GG's, good games.
Yeah.
And, like, you could tell they're actually cool. I'm like, okay, you're probably a cool person, like outside of video games.
Yeah.
Or let's just, you're normal. You've played on a team before. Like, you've played like some team based thing.
Yeah. Now, the handful of solo games I've done, like when I've won, I'm always like, I don't have my mic on. But I'm just like, let's fucking go. And then they're just like, GG's. And I'm just like, yo, GG's.
Yeah.
You know. But I always respect that. Like, even if they get smoked, they just gotta, you can't be talking shit being like, yo, you're fucking hacking, you're doing this. It's like, dude, come on, man. Like, don't hit me with that right now.
We get 5 seconds before like the scene like cuts and then we load into the next lobby. Just GG's. See you next game. Like, God.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But now, dude, I mean, like, we're talking about ranked and stuff, like, we've been doing pretty solid right now. I'm plat 2 and you're plat 2 as well. You said you're just about to be plat 3.
Yeah, I'm close to plat 3.
So, on the road to diamond, we got plenty of time. We'll definitely hit diamond this season.
Yeah, we got like 37 days left. Just got to play more.
Yeah.
Again, we're not playing more. I know you guys hear this every single week, but yeah, we are not. Compared to MW2, we are not playing.
No.
Enough. We're not playing a lot together. Because, like, you play in the morning. Lately, you've been switching up, playing, like, way more in the morning, and I just play at night.
Yeah.
Or, like, podcast stuff comes up, and, like, your work, whatever, and you're not hopping on. I'm just solo queuing, whatever.
Right.
But also, I think a big part of it is we play with one of our friends that we talk about, and we play with him and another person. And when all four of us are playing, it's fun, but then we're spreading the SR like evenly. Like too thin. Yeah. Because when I solo queue, like yesterday when I was playing, I'm getting like 95 SR right now. But then when I'm playing with like you guys, I'm getting like 65, 70. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. I got to play another game to make that one up.
Right. Yeah. No, I didn't even think about that because last night when I was playing the same thing, like I got about, like, there was a game I remember I did really, really well on. I got a lot of time, I got good kills, like good KD, and it was like same thing. I was like, I got like 68 SR. I'm like, damn, really?
Yeah,
like the fuck. But it was three of us. I'm like, that's not,
it's because you guys are like, you know? You have good players now that are like carrying the load
that
you normally would have to when it's just like the two of us.
Right.
We're like spreading.
Cause we're double carrying.
So
now I'm curious tonight then when we play and we get some wins to see how much more SR it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, usually when it's the both of us, we have to, I mean, we have to play objective a little bit more. We have to play, like, a little bit more strategic and, like, closer to each other.
Yeah.
When it's us four, like, I just trust you guys, like, do what you want.
Right.
And then it works out. But,
yeah,
you know, I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm, I don't have any time, don't really have any kills, but the kills that I got, like, helped, and that's it.
Well, that's the thing, because I've played some games where I don't get a lot of time on the hill, and I'm like, man, this ain't me.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't me, bro. Like, man, I'm over here. Usually I'm getting, like, all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. And I'll get, like, you know, solid amount of kills. But that always helps me. But then these games, like, I play, you know, we play more than just us. It's like, dude, I get 40 seconds. I'm like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's all spread evenly.
Yeah, like, exactly. I'm like, yeah, we're just kind of popping on the hill, like, when one of us gets traded out, you know? So, yeah, I'll see what it's like tonight then, because it'll probably be a lot better for me. We'll get some more SR. Because, yeah, we're just on the road to Diamond right now. I mean, like I said, it's going pretty smoothly. We've been doing really well in ranked. I mean, they've those maps that they – well, the map that they had for Rio Hardpoint and Control, it's just been Hardpoint and Surge. SMG. Dude, yeah. Bro, I love Rio.
Yeah, me too. Like, it's just a – it's a nice break, you know, like in the maps.
Yeah. Like, it is – it's – I think it's just a great map. Like, I think in Hardpoint, the spawns relatively make sense. The hills themselves are really good. There's just a lot of routes that you can hit. And I don't know, visually it's an appealing map too.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I hope next season the pros, they have a chance to, like, add Greece into the mix, or like the Departures. Yeah. Because again, like, new, just adding new maps, it just makes it fresh.
No, exactly. It does.
Like, I mean, my least favorite, yesterday I got, like, sub base Hardpoint.
Ooh.
And I was like, I haven't played this in a while. So, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, it, I was like, all right, you know, because we've just been getting invasion. And I'm like, all right, I'm fine with an invasion control, you know, every now and then. I don't,
right.
Like, my, it's funny that, feel like I wouldn't be saying this unless it's this game, but my favorite map right now is probably just Karachi, because there's outside of Rio, but it's probably Karachi just because there's the map is, like, more dynamic. There's just more stuff.
Yeah,
you can, like, take different routes and whatever, but yeah, like, it's not terminal, it's not high rise, it's like you're just fucking hitting each other in those maps the whole time.
Oh. Yeah,
boring.
No, I think I like I think I like Skid Row Hardpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of my favorite maps. I do like Karachi for Hardpoint because of, like, basically what you're saying. I like the hills on there, but yeah, I don't know. Skid Row just feels like that map I can pop off on.
Yeah, you know? I like Skid Row too. The only thing about Skid Row is, like, I feel like it's it depends how you look at it. It is 50-50. If you spawn good or bad side, it doesn't matter. It's just whoever plays better. But it's like that P5, the P2 and P5 are just so, so hard to break. Like, when you're on the winning side of it, like, it's nice, right?
It's phenomenal.
Most of the time trying to break that, it's just so hard.
Yeah, when you're in the blender on those, it is horrendous.
It's not fun. Whereas I feel like Karachi, there are like the P2 in the diner, that's like sort of a money hill. But, like, that can be broken. It can be broken way easier than, like, the P2 or P5 on Skid Row.
Right. So. Well, and that's why I was so happy that Terminal was gone, because I think of, like, I mean, all the chains of hills that you could get from when you were spawning security. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, Burger, I'm like, that's just an awful hill.
Yeah.
Like, it was a joke. It was a complete clusterfuck of a hill.
Yeah. That's why Rio is nice, because you can... Like, you can break it. It's way easier to break. Each team, like, has a chance of breaking hills.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I was just thinking about all the hills on Rio. I'm like, I don't know how many on there that are just, like, oh, it's pretty easy to lock in a full 60 on. You know, like, maybe the P2. Maybe. Actually,
that's probably, like, the hardest hill to break. But It's probably just that one.
Yeah, because if you're from P2 and you're coming from like the bottom, like from streets, like bottom ramp, you know, you have to come up that way.
Where the garage is,
yeah, it's very hard to. But sometimes, like, you can just go and hit through, like, through P1, like hit Eskies, and you could do something there. Like, I've done that a couple of times, but that was early in the time of the game, or of Rio rather. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how well that would work now. Like, someone just has to be watching the pinch.
Yeah, but you still have a better chance in like the P2 on Skid Row.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, you can fight. You know. Yeah, like on if they've got full control, in Burger on Terminal, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Like, let's get out of here. Let's just go next. You know, and that's the same thing too with you're saying with Skid Row. Like, I do enjoy those, of course, when you're on the winning side. But for me, that map, I'm just, if we have like 35 seconds and we're getting just killed all the time on P2, I'm just like, fuck it, just rotate. Like, don't even bother with it. They're like, dude, that's a lot of time to give up. I'm like, well, we can keep throwing bodies at this and we'll die. And then we're going to end up spawning there. And then they probably send people on the row. I'm like, and then we're just in this cycle of like getting out rotated.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Exactly. You need a couple wins.
Yeah.
If you know you send like 2-3 waves at that. And if it doesn't work, then just go to the next one. It's whatever. Reset.
Yeah. Especially too, like if you're on that map and like you get the P1, you get some time on P1 and it's only like, you know, going to P3 after that, it's like a 20-30 point game. I'm like, oh, that's nothing.
Yeah. You know?
Instead of just getting chained from P1 to P2 and then you're like, you're just getting pissed about that. So you go P3. I'm like, just stop, dude.
It's no
point for you.
Yeah.
But no, I was really happy that they had added a Rio win, because again, I really like that map. It's been playing really, really nice. Something that had happened over the week, which I'm sure we had dealt with it, was these COD servers shutting down. Bro, I didn't even realize this was a thing until I went and played in the morning. I was like, all right, let's see what the deal is. You know, play some rank, play some pubs, get warmed up. And then it's happened to me before where, you know how sometimes on your screen where your rank is, it has like this weird kind of like red, like rectangles around it, or like, I don't know how to describe it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's happened to me quite a few times. And I go into the game and it says I'm level one. I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know? And then it would put me into a game, which I was like, that's weird. Usually it never puts me in a game when I have this stuff. It just keeps booting me back to the main menu. So I'm like, all right, let me go close game. Go load back in. Does it again. Like, this isn't good. Close game. And now I'm like, okay, what's going on? I go into ranked, and then it doesn't even let me go into ranked. And then that's when I saw that they were completely down. I still don't know how that happened. And I don't know how that happens, period.
Yeah, I don't either. I think I wasn't even playing when that happened.
Yeah.
Like, you texted us like in the morning or whatever. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, guys, I'm bugging.
And people were like freaking out about it too, like all over Twitter. They're like, yeah, we can't even play. And like, it took all day because, well, at least I don't know how long it took for just like pubs in general, but ranked was unplayable until after all the matches of the CEO.
Like, it was right crazy after. Crazy late. Yeah.
And it's funny because in my head, I heard about that. I'm like, this is like completely outside of COD, but a little conspiracy. Like, did you hear about the AT&T outage, Verizon outage? And then did you hear about like basically a cybersecurity attack from like China? Like, it all happened within like the same week.
Yeah.
And then the COD servers went down, which is related. Like, a bunch of stuff happened.
Right.
And I was like, in my head, I'm like, ah, shit. This is how it's going to go. You
can connect the dots on all that.
You can't. First, they get rid of our phones.
Yeah.
And now, like, we can't go online. We can't communicate with anyone. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, it was just weird that all that stuff happened. Yeah. Same exact time.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, I know you're with me on that accidental $35 or $30 bundle.
Yeah.
Complete accident.
Exactly. Yeah. Shit. There's a movie on Netflix, like, literally about, it's the same exact plot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The first thing first, you get rid of communication. Everyone's phones just go down. And then, you know, people start going crazy after. Basically, like, the world's ending.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That's besides the point. But, yeah.
Bro, just, I know, like, do you think the world would end if everyone's phones died?
I mean, I don't think it would end, but if something like that happened, something's happening.
Oh, like, yeah.
An attack is happening. So maybe not end, but like it would go into, we would go into like a pandemic
again. Yeah. I think like, so too.
It would be crazy because that doesn't just happen. Something's happening.
Yeah. Like I think like a switch that quick, it would, mm-hmm. it would change everything. It wouldn't be easy for us to kind of like be able to revert back to, mm-hmm. what we had, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
When we like,
wouldn't be able to operate.
Right. Yeah, it would be ridiculous.
Like, think about it. If you're a parent and, like, you have kids, and, like, I know there's a whole, like, sweep through the nation right now. Like, we need to ban phones in the classroom because it's, you know, ruining kids', like, attention span and whatnot. We had, like, I agree with that, too. But then I also agree with the parent, like, dude, the amount of, like, stuff that could happen in schools, not good, and I would want to know where my kids are too. And if something like that happened, bro, like, and you don't have contact with them, you're freaking out. Like, I can't believe that. Like, we grew up in the era where phones were just being like developed. Like, it's crazy that like our parents, they had no contact. Like, you would go out, like, curfew's 10 o'clock, like, just go out with your friends, don't know what you're doing, and then you hope your kids come back at night.
Yeah, dude, like my mom, she would go ring a dinner bell. Like, that's how she would go and get us back. She'd just go out the back window and just like ring this thing. And then, like, she wouldn't know where we are. Like, she would assume that we're like way down the other end of the street. And then we'd hear, we'd be like, oh, man. We'd all run back, being like, all right, we gotta go. Yeah, dude, that's why we turned out so good, bro.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy, though? Like, they just didn't know where we were.
Yeah, like I kind of like that though. I mean, it's hard to say that now, but I would like, if there was some way to have that with my future kids, I would.
Yeah.
You know, but it would just be so much tougher because back then, you know, that just wasn't an option, but now there would be so much judgment and like, you know, they'd feel, you know, I don't know. There would just be a real negative stigma attached towards that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there definitely is. But the thing is, it's back then, all the crazy stuff that's happened, like why people are worried about their kids and whatnot, that was probably happening back then to an extent too. But like, again, if if you don't know, life is good. And I bet a lot of this stuff happened back then, but you never knew. But now, like with the internet and stuff, like you can expose all these like crazy ass people. And now you're like, wow, the world's like actually crazy. Because these people were probably existed back then. We just didn't know.
Yeah. Well, and you could monitor phones. Like, well, now it didn't. I take that back. Now, like when you have a kid, you have no idea what they're on their phone, you know, and who they're being exposed to.
Yeah.
You know, so they could just be doing random stuff on their phone and leading, you know, bad people into their lives without them knowing, you know. So at the very least, you'd like to know. I'm like, dude, when I was like 12 years old, like 10 years old playing, man, I didn't have fun with me.
Yeah.
You know,
you can like, control your surrounding.
Yeah, exactly.
Your kid's surrounding as much as you can.
Yeah. You know, it's like my parents were just like, oh, well, my kids are out playing with their friends. Like they're not on their phones talking to anybody. They don't even have them.
Well, now if you have if you don't have a phone though, you're a loser.
Right.
100% you're a loser. Like if you don't have a phone, you don't have you're not like, I don't know, on whatever new app it is with your friends.
They get these kids in fifth grade. They're like, oh, I got a phone. They got the iPhone 14. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah. I'm like, you know, my kid, here's the PlayStation 50. Go hang out with your friends online. That's different because I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need you like all over the internet just seeing like everything in the world.
Yeah.
At least like I can contain you playing Call of Duty and your games with your friends.
Right. No, I would be the same way too. Go ahead, go play online games.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I know what's out there.
You'll deal with the assholes.
Yeah. But I'm like, you're just going to have like shitty people out there.
Yeah, I'm like,
but no one's really gonna hurt you.
Yeah, they'll just mute them.
Yeah, just mute. Be good. Here's the mute button.
Don't turn into them.
Yeah.
Get a That's it. Yeah. Yeah, so you 15, 16-year-olds like screaming at us, just, you know, just mute them. Yeah. But yeah.
But, anyway, but I don't know who got on it, but like, I think though I mean, talking about like the whole phone thing, like it definitely would be like Armageddon if people didn't have phones.
Yeah.
And it would not surprise me too if all this stuff was related. It's way too coincidental.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of Armageddon when like on Twitter just about COD. Everyone's like, I can't play the game.
Yeah.
Like, I can't play the game. Ranked is down. And I'm like, dude, what? And I went on and played that night after, and you know, everything was fine, whatever. But you know, the cruise missiles, they've been broken.
Dude.
So they fixed it. In pubs it's fixed. In ranked it's not. And so what was it? I think it was like yesterday, maybe two nights ago when I was solo queuing. I always played pubs before, got a cruise, used it. I was like, oh shit, they fixed it. I go into ranked and I use it. I'm like, yo, it's not working.
Yeah.
And my teammate's like, fucking dumbass, it hasn't been working. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
First off, like,
they could have just been like, yeah, man, I don't know why it's not working.
Yeah. Again, it goes back. He could have just said, like, yeah, it's been broken.
Yeah. And then you would have just been like, oh, man. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Dude, the COD community is so toxic. I hate the COD community, like specifically ranked, like us casuals. I'd imagine the majority of us, like, we're all good people, but goddamn, like the competitive people, like,
they're brutal.
You gotta accept, like, the scene's never gonna grow if you can't accept like casuals coming into the scene. Like, we all play the same game, like, enjoy it. But yeah, the cruise, it's been broken. It's still broken to this day. Hopefully it's fixed by the time you guys hear this, but yeah, it that server like shut out broke a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I didn't even realize that until I went in, like, same thing. I just went to use my cruise, and dude, I remember I looked down at my thumbs. I was like, bro, am I out of my mind right now? Like, how am I not working this thing? Mm-hmm. And then I went and got another one, the same thing happened, and then I look online, everyone's like, oh yeah, they don't work, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's the shit like this that drives me crazy about this game, or just about, like, it's not even about the game. It's just about, like, the developers and the publisher. I'm like, how do you not get this fixed in like a matter of an hour or two? Like, there's no way that's a complicated fix. There's no way.
Yeah.
Right. Like I don't know if it was a problem when the servers went back online and it was a problem across everything that you couldn't use cruise missiles. I'm like, dude, there's no way.
It wasn't it was broken. It didn't work.
Yeah. I'm like, they fixed that. I'm like, dude, so how can you not fix it in this?
Well, see, this, like, is
what are you doing?
This is the thing. They have too many cooks in the kitchen. Like, Treyarch develops ranked.
Right.
I guarantee you they're like, I get it. You have to fix like pubs first. Like, ranked is always as much as like, it's whatever, right? Like, the masses are in pubs, so you have to fix pubs first.
Yeah.
Guarantee you they fixed it, and they were like, I don't know. I guarantee you it was all hands on deck that day. They're like, we need to get this done fixed. They fixed it, and then they're like, all right, we're good. We'll go tell Treyarch. They're like, hey, you got to go fix this. And Treyarch's like, well, what'd you guys do?
Right.
Like, help us. And they all signed off for the day. Like, went home. Guarantee you that's what happened, because Treyarch, they have to I mean, they're just gonna get the second hand every single time, because again, if Sledgehammer designed ranked, it probably would have been shit, but it probably would have been fixed right away too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I don't know, whatever, like, you want to call it. You know, if it's, you know, like your prediction saying that, you know, they just signed off and they have just communication delay and communication's dog shit. It's like, man, you would think at this level and at this stage of the game that they would have this down a bit.
Yeah. You think.
You would think. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not like it's been, you know, like, we're talking about this and it just happened today. Like, it's been a few days. and yeah. it's a small fix. I'm like, ranked is fine otherwise, but yeah. This is a small thing, but it's a big thing.
Yeah.
You know, because especially now, which we talked about before, like how cruises aren't blocked by trophies, which I love, by the way. Mm. Like, I think that's just so nice because now it's actually worthwhile to get a cruise. Before, I really could it, like say I couldn't care less, but it just wasn't a big deal getting a cruise missile. Now it like really is. I'm like, dude, you could change a game with a cruise missile. But now it doesn't even matter. I thought I was going to do it, dude. It was so fun. I was playing Hardpoint, what is it, Skid Row. And it was at P5, and I'm like, dude, I might actually be able to get a kill here because it just goes straight off the map. I'm like, dude, yeah. P5 is in that corner there. This might work out. And it just, like, barely went over the fence. And yeah. I was like, brother.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I can adapt a little bit and be like, okay, yo, the cruise is only good on P5. like, otherwise, forget it. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping again by the time this comes out that this is news of the past. Mm. But it just goes like over a bigger statement that there's small things like this that end up having a big impact on the game, and you know, it hasn't been fixed. I mean, this is the same thing. Like, you know, I wanted to close on this because I thought it was a really good topic. Just seeing about the whole anti-cheat with Ricochet, you know. Mm. I saw Nate Shod made a big post about this on Twitter. About how, you know, it's been a big letdown, like the amount of cheaters that you come across on a daily basis. And for some of these guys, like up in the really top realms, it's like almost like, you know, like per game basis or like a game, then you get a break. Hackers, break, hackers. I don't understand how there can be so many hackers in a game if they have this anti-cheat developed, you know? Mm. Because it seems like from the top, this is all you see. It's just constant people that are hacking on it.
Yeah. I mean, we've touched on this for like so many episodes, right? Like back in MW2, back in Cold War 2, like and Vanguard, like it's because of PC. Like the do crossplay, it ruined it. PC ruined it. Again, like when you're on console, you're on the bright side, like you and I. You don't run into fucking cheaters, like rarely. And if you do run into cheaters, it's because they're on PC and they're blatantly cheating.
Right.
Yeah, we're not high up in like those realms or whatever, but like you and I, we load into ranked every single day and we're fine. We aren't coming to cheaters. Like, even if they do have a PC at like the low levels that we are, like, they're not cheating. And if you're just if you're cheating at a low level, if you're cheating in general at a game, like you got to do something else better with your life because that's just lame. And the thing is, like, not saying like any cheater's good, but like they're the cheaters that are like blatantly cheat. Like you just see their crosshairs going everywhere and like killing everyone and they're not trying to hide it. And they just like think it's funny.
Yeah.
I still hate you.
Right.
But at least
I wish you're not- on you.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are cheaters up there that like they're saying they're good and they're convincing themselves that they're like actually insane at the game and they're denying that they're cheating. That drives me insane. Like I couldn't even imagine that.
Yeah.
Like, dude, like the brain is weird. If you lie to yourself enough, you can convince yourself that it's true.
Well, I just find it amazing too how you even enjoy doing that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get where the enjoyment is. Cause like the whole point of ranked or like for me, anything is when you have to overcome something and get better at it. And then you succeed, you know? It's like, if you're just hacking and you're winning all the time, I'm like, well, what enjoyment do you get from this? There's no, you know, that like, you're not doing anything to get better. You obviously have like the most, you know, the advantage of all advantages here. I don't understand that off in the first place, why you would even bother with that. But no, definitely, like, you know, the fact that it's on PC is such a problem. Like, I think having crossplay, I love the idea of crossplay because, you know, I mean, I'm sure you know, you've had it before and I've had it where my friends don't have PlayStation, so I get to play with people that are on PC or on Xbox. And it's really nice, but man, if I'll be damned, like it's been the death of Call of Duty having crossplay and having it on these consoles or having it on, having it on PC. I mean, it's just, Yeah, it's insane. You know,
I mean, we wouldn't be able to play with our friend if it crossplay didn't exist.
Right.
I mean, like, yeah, there is more good that comes out of it, but there's a lot of bad in competitive.
Right.
And yeah, like, it's the people at the top, like, screaming for help and whatnot. But, like, again, do you have a whole, like, Call of Duty League, a whole scene that is asking for help? I'm not saying it's, like, all the developers' fault. Like, again, I think I've said it so many times. They're like a Hydra. You cut one head and five more pop up. Like, and it's not just COD. Like, I don't know how you contain it and stop it. Besides, I don't know. Like, hopefully with, right, like, the rise of AI or whatever, like, they can create some type of robot that just auto-bans people. But the thing is, what it's happened before where they just auto-ban someone that's not actually attacking.
Right.
And you can't have, like, fucking millions and millions of people just on standby. Their whole job is just ban this person. Like,
right.
You can't do that.
Yeah, it's not realistic.
Like, either for a competitive, at least, because it's going to say crossplay. They're not going to get rid of that, and I wouldn't want them to get rid of that because, like you said, we wouldn't be able to play with our friend just because of that.
Right.
But for competitive COD, I think you cut the cord, go back to console.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
Don't be on PC, cut the cord, and just go back to what it was. And now you're minimizing a lot of hacking.
Yeah.
And yes, people will try to hack on console, but it's definitely a lot harder on console than it is on a PC.
Oh, yeah. No, it's way harder. I mean, we've said it before. I don't even know how you would even go about doing that in the first place if you were on a console. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have a PC, I mean, anybody can just go and pay a couple bucks and you can have the stuff downloaded on. Like, it's not an issue.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it is like it's a double-edged sword. I do like it because of, you know, the pluses. But yeah, the pros or the cons, rather, for a lot of these people who experience it. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I just wonder how other esports or just other developers have been able to have anti-cheats. Like, I think of, like, mentioned earlier, right? Like with Rainbow Six Siege, like, that's on PC and that's on console too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe I could just be naive because I don't operate in that realm of watching that esport. But I feel like I don't hear a lot in the ways of hacking. Mm-hmm. As I do in Call of Duty from other esports or from other competitive shooters, you know. Yeah. It just seems like in Call of Duty, it's very, very prevalent.
I mean, I'm with you. I think it's because the developer designed the game as a competitive game, so they have to fix it if, you know, it ruins a competitive, like, integrity.
Yeah.
And also too, as toxic as those fans are in that community, like, in general, like Rainbow, Valorant, like League of Legends, they're not, I would say a lot of the players, like, they have some honor where they're not going to cheat. COD players don't give a fuck, bro. Like, they will cheat their way to the top. Like, I wonder if, like, these cheaters, they see Jimbo and they're like, yo, I have a fucking chance to make it on main stage. Like, that dude Jimbo was clearly good enough, but he just needed that little bit of extra help to see through the walls and, like, make it into the league to prove people that I made it. And I wonder if there are a bunch of, like, little Jimbos, like, oh, I can't fucking wait. Like, I like, you know, maybe they're in that friend group of pro players and, like, they're just on the cusp of getting onto, like, a top tier, like, amateur team. And they're like, if I could just see through the walls, I'm making it to the league. And then they do it. And guess what? Then they make it.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, you just don't want to try to work harder and, like, just get into there. I don't know. They see one cheater get in and they're like, yeah, I can do it too.
Yeah. No, I think that definitely happens. Again, because of the fact that, like, they've had that one guy who was able to make it in there. And then I'm sure that at the amateur level, there's been a ton of them too that have made it in, you know, that, like, whether they found massive success or anything, but they've been able to compete at some level, which I just think is, I think it's insane. you know, and I think the ball's on those people too, to be able to show up, you know, like, bro, you know damn well that you're hacking and you're not that guy, and you're still going to show up to these events, you know, or like put your name into the competitive pool. I'm like, again, they've got no shame. That is the point for today's podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This, the people on Call of Duty, they're scummy. A lot of the community is scummy. And then they've got no honor. A lot of these people don't.
Yeah. But the people that listen to this are fucking awesome. The casual community.
The
normal people, the everyday person. Like, don't take it too seriously. Like, like I'm telling you, I think COD is one of the most toxic communities like ever. And I still play the damn game like every day just because the game's fun. And then like you go to events and you meet like awesome people. Like you and I have met like a lot of like really good people from COD.
Yeah. And you know where all those shitty people, they're just all at home, still staying at home, shitting on the game, shitting on people. Yeah,
exactly. You know? And
stay there, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot of it's like just competitive too. Like I don't know. I mean, casuals are very, they just say whatever they want, right?
Right.
I'd like to think most people are just like decent people, but you know, when I'm in game playing COD, I just think every man for themselves. Like,
right. God, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's everyone is awful.
Right. I like that. I try to adopt the same thing too. You know? Yeah, and I feel that way until shown or told otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna like just fucking judge someone right away. But right. I mean, most people do.
Yeah, that's how a lot of people operate, you know. And God bless you in this world if you're gonna be acting that way.
Yeah, go say it to someone in person.
Yeah, yeah, legit.
You're gonna pick the wrong person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd love
you're
to
gonna,
see that.
You're gonna
yeah.
pick someone who thinks Call of Duty is fucking real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and then you're toast.
Yeah, that's the end of you, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, I think we covered what ranked season's going well, anti cheat. The shutdown. Yeah, we had some news about the rumor of the new COD, but that's like, yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be a sequel to Black Ops 2, and like we already touched on that. It was like Gulf War. Which that doesn't make any sense because the Gulf War was well before like Black Ops 2, if you're looking at the timeline. Because Black Ops 2 like you had fucking technology.
Yeah, because, well, I would have thought at least like, because Black Ops 1 is like Vietnam, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's like Cold War. Vietnam realm.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I don't know exactly when the Gulf War fits in, but I thought it would be like somewhere in there. But yeah, Black Ops 2 was the first of the futuristic CODs.
Yeah, so boots on the ground, futuristic.
Right.
They don't have wooden guns.
Yeah. So I'm like, how the fuck does that work out? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, like, I'm not looking forward to it. Like, bro, I'm always excited for it. Again, if it's going to be a Treyarch game, I'm always looking forward to it.
Yeah.
You know, I do like settings, though. I do kind of yearn for the more futuristic, you know. I think we've had enough of the modern warfare stuff right now. You know, just like, you know, like I remember when COD 4 came out, that's why it was so big, because everything before it was just like dark and dreary World War II stuff. And then COD 4 comes out and you got an M4A1 and everyone was bugging, you know, and you're in a helicopter.
Yeah.
And then they just kept going with that. And then we went to the futuristic stuff, you know. Yeah. I mean, we always just hop in and out of cycles of stuff that we like.
Yeah.
But I'd say for me personally, like, I'm kind of looking forward to something a little bit old, but not like Vanguard old.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I just want like
Cold War, bro. I like that.
You can get an old setting. Well, no, I'm just tired of wooden guns, bro. I don't want wooden guns anymore. Modern setting, but you can make a clear example. You can make the game fun. Like, this game's a lot of fun. I really do enjoy pubs in this game, competitive. But if you make more maps like Rio and the setting is like Rio, it's fun. Like, I don't care if it's futuristic or like modern.
Right.
Treyarch just makes everything like brighter.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Like, not just dreary. But I did hear that the game that they're creating will have Tax Sprint, which fucking annoying, but I'm sure they lost that battle because of Warzone. Yeah. Like,
I think it's never going to go away. I think it's here to stay.
These controllers are
I was so just going to say, bro, enjoy that new scuff while you got it, baby.
Yeah, I'll enjoy it this season and then get a new
one. Yeah, exactly. And then we start up COD Gulf War, and it's going to be in shambles again.
I need a new one if it's a Treyarch game.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're need to start out fresh.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to have to get one, too. Mine's going to be toast by the end of the year, no doubt.
Yeah, like, damn Tax Sprint, bro. I hate it.
It's done killing
Worst me. Thing that's ever been added into Call of Duty.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even a doubt. There's no debate.
Yeah, that freaking, it's awful. But
that bullshit.
Yeah. But
on that note, bro.
Yeah. On that note, like, yeah, by the time you guys listen to this, it's a week of what is it? The Boston Watch Party. So if you guys are around the area, the Gillette Stadium area, Foxborough, go there because we'll be there.
We'll be there.
Be cheering on the boys, and hopefully they can get a dub. They're playing FaZe, so it's gonna be a tough game. But FaZe did just lose. So
yep. FaZe is looking weak.
No, yeah.
They still look really good.
Yeah.
But Boston won against Rocker, and Rocker's been a top team, and they looked really good. So it's kind of like FaZe slipping a little bit? Is Boston on the up a little bit? You know, not too sure yet.
Yeah. And Boston won a game 5.
Hell yeah, they
did. Ice, yeah.
That's their fucking kryptonite, bro.
And they did. Dude, I do. I feel bad for Awakening and Vivid, though, because we kept losing game 5s, and now they're losing game 5s. And I'm like, does it translate?
I'm just going to say, I think the team over at Breach, I love Vivid Awakening. Think they made the right move.
You know? Yeah, they closed out the game 5.
Hate to say it, but it's reality.
I don't know how many game 5s we lost like in the MW 2 year.
It was pretty much, dude. I know it was at the point that every time I saw a game 5, I'm just like, yep, it's over.
Everyone was like stressed. You know? Yeah.
I'm just like, yep, the chances that we win this pretty slim.
Yeah.
You know, which was sad.
And now Awakening and Vivid they went over to Rocker, and now they're choking game 5s again, which
yep.
Feel for those guys, but
I'm
fine with it against us.
Well, exactly. We're on the winning end, so I'm like, bro, I'll take it. You know, work on your game 5s against anybody else other than the Breach, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, make sure to go over there to the watch party because it's always a good time. The 100%. Food there is really good too. Grab some drinks, hang out, watch some time. Yeah.
We're going to get plenty of chicken sandwiches and cocktails.
Oh, yeah. Be ready to roll.
Locked in.
Yep. But yeah, definitely, guys, if you're on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, subscribe. I know we're not in the usual setting this time, so make sure to go over there if you're watching the video. Like, comment, subscribe over there. Leave any feedback because we check out like all the comments every single episode. Make sure to go on anchor.fm/thecodcasuals where we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. And we're also on Instagram and TikTok, and we clip up every episode. So if you don't want to watch the whole thing, make sure to go check it out over there. And yeah, we're also on X. I'm gonna start trying to say X now instead of
time. Yeah, I'll try. I think it's time.
Yeah, it is time. I also got to update the graphic, but
yeah, right.
Make sure you hop on X because we're always tweeting there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's still tweeting, right?
Yeah.
It's still tweeting. It's called tweeting.
We're still Xing over.
Make sure to go on X. We're tweeting out there all the time, and leave a 5-star rating because
posting. It says that we're anytime you say you're posting.
Posting. All right. We're on X posting every day.
I just had to double check, bro. I was like, does it say in the top right tweet?
Yeah. Oh, dude, that just sounds so old. We're posting.
All right, let me go post something on here, bro. Yeah. It's like, brother, what?
But yeah, make sure to leave a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all that because it does help us out a ton.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it.
I think it does it, bro.
Yeah. But thank you, everyone. This has been episode 159 of the COD Casuals. We're your host, Justin.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Take it easy, everybody.
See ya.